the National Hockey League, the Montreal Canadiens welcomed their best defenseman back to the blue line and peppered the Carolina Hurricanes with 49 shots on goal at the Bell Center last night. Only problem was that Canes goaltender Curtis McIlhenny turned away 48 of those shots, and Carolina went on to beat the Habs 2-1, handing Montreal its fifth loss in a row. Philip Deneau scored the only goal for the Canadiens, and Carey Price made 20 saves in net, but McIlhenny was just too solid at the other end for Carolina on a night when Shea Weber returned to the Montreal lineup. The All-Star defenseman played for the first time since December of last year, when he was sidelined for two surgeries to repair a tendon in his foot and to spell an aggravated knee. Weber contributed right away in his return, though, assisting on Deneau's goal, and he logged more than 24 minutes of ice time. Weber and the rest of the Canadiens will get plenty of rest before their next contest, also at home, against the New York Rangers on Saturday night. Meanwhile, don't look now, but while being lost in the hockey wilderness for the last several seasons, the Buffalo Sabres are now the best team in the league and have set a new NHL record in the process. Jeff Skinner scored in overtime last night to cap off a 3-2 win over the San Jose Sharks, Buffalo's 10th win in a row, which gives the Sabres 36 points on the season and the league's best record with it. Now, Buffalo finished dead last in the league just last year, and no team has gone from worst to first through 25 games played in the following season to top the league as the Sabres now have. Buffalonians have been waiting a long time for the team's draft picks, including former Boston University star Jack Eichel, to turn things around, and it appears now they have. Locally, the St. Michael's men's hockey team suffered a 4-0 road loss to Tufts, falling to 1-7-1 on the season. In women's college hoops, a big night for Plattsburgh State senior Bella DePasquale, who knocked down 7 3-pointers in Plattsburgh's 77-59 win over St. Lawrence last night. DePasquale finished with 22 points on the night and also took down 6 rebounds. Finally, Major League Baseball will now change its protocols on lobbyists making donations to political campaigns. On Sunday, Major League Baseball asked for a refund of $5,000 it donated to Cindy Hyde Smith via one of the league's lobbyists. Hyde Smith is the Mississippi Republican who defeated Democrat Mike Espy in yesterday's Senate runoff election in Mississippi after telling supporters that she would be on the front row if invited to a public hanging. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred now says the league will no longer give autonomy to its lobbyists, with future donations needing approval from the New York office first. Manfred also said he regretted that the league did not ask for the $5,000 donation, the maximum allowed by law, to be returned sooner. The donation was made well after Hyde Smith's comments on public hangings were made public. Other groups that donated to her campaign asked for their money to be returned as well, but only after a public outcry, of course. One of the principal owners of the San Francisco Giants, meanwhile, also contributed money to Hyde Smith's campaign, but he has not asked for that donation to be returned. And silly me, here I was thinking only NFL owners were disdainful of their own players and fans.